Indiana baseball head coach Jeff Mercer, the night after he acquired his 300th win as a head coach, met with the media to discuss the upcoming home series against Abilene Christian. Mercer used the availability to announce that Hogan Denny is expected back for the series, and sophomore lefty Brayton Thomas will move up from Sunday to Saturday.
What are you looking for the next few days?
Oh, this coming weekend.
Right.
Yeah, I would like, we'll go Tony and BT Friday, Saturday, and I think we'll probably go TBD on Sunday. I would like to see us get two quality starts. Let's get to the middle of the game. Be able to have some of those young guys on the mound continue to step up. I think that growth from Ivan and Kellen English and Javi and some of those guys, I think, really is going to be important for us. We'd like to see if we can get some guys in the more designated roles and kind of get some of those. I think that would make me feel better. I think we're fielding 989 over our last five games or so. So continue to play a really high level of defense. And then I want to see us continue the trend offensively. I think we've hit 17 home runs in our last five games. I'd like us to play more overall. You can kind of see it starting to happen, a couple of hit and runs, some bunts, some safeties, more slug. So if we can establish, continue to establish, especially Tony and BT as starters, play a high level of defense, and then overall, well, round out our offense, I would come out of the weekend really pleased with that. I think that sounds like a pretty high wish list in totality, but that would be like we're trending in that direction, have the capability of doing that. Connor Lynn throwing really well last night. It gives you some options to potentially moving him back into a more of a starting role and even putting him on a weekend at some point. So if you can keep the other two guys worked up and throwing well, then you have some more options, whether it's Yarberry or Connor Lynn or Rivera if he gets back in there, what have you. It just gives you some more options.
Siebold last night slammed the door, 9 of his 12 outings this year scoreless. Can you talk about what his reliability has been this year?
Yeah, he's saved us quite a few times. I guess that's what a closer, your high leverage guy really does. But if you watch Gavin's growth from last year to this year, I mean, he's a very, very different player this year than he was. The velocity, the sweeper, the execution to his glove side, he's really grown. And he's a guy that you just, as a head coach, you always feel comfortable when you have best available on the mound, and that's usually Gavin. So I'm always thinking about when can we get the ball to him. But it's been a huge deal for us. And what it does is, I talk to the older guys about this. They have a responsibility to protect the young guys so the young guys can develop. And so, you start Javi. Javi's going to be good for us. He's going to keep growing up. You go to Javi. You're trying to get Ivan back on a back-to-back day. Someday he's going to have to be a back-to-back kind of guy, knowing you have Gavin on the back end to be able to protect those guys. So if you don't have Gavin, then you don't go to the young guys there late in a close enough game that you have to be careful with. So he's allowed young guys to grow up, and he's allowed you to stay in a lot of games. Even the games that we haven't won, he's given you a chance late against some really good teams to win. So he's provided great leadership, a tremendous work ethic, a really high character kid. And so all of those things, you're able to benefit the program in a positive way. You're kind of universal, not just on the field.
You mentioned about Thomas moving back to Saturday.
Yeah.
Would that be kind of tied into just a general concern that you may have had with some pitchers having outings where they're fantastic?
Yes.
And then others where they're struggling?
Yeah, it's exactly right. We have to stabilize, kind of more of like what you're going to get. And if we don't, then being able to potentially put Connor in a position to start. And so how do you keep yourself protected for the first two games? If you know what you've got, that lines up your next two, Sunday and then a Tuesday, and then it lines you back up for the following weekend too. So, and the reality also is that I think it lines you up better to kind of read the room a little bit, TBD on Sunday. And that was part of Regan throwing last night. We didn't get the innings on Saturday, so we're going to have to make those innings up somewhere. Is that Yarberry was extended almost to a starter pitch count. So if you wanted to start him, he's been better the last two or three outings than extended outings, where he's in that 3-4-5 inning range up to mid 90 pitches. Worst case for you, if you got to the point where he didn't throw in one of those first two games, because you'll have several of those guys back up for Friday. Hopefully Tony gives you some length. And then BT is on the cusp, but I really think being able to go into that sixth inning or seventh inning. And then if you wanted to, you could potentially start Yarberry on Sunday to do that. That may be something that we look at. But, you know, I was talking to the guys last night, Denton and Matt, and just in years past, we've tried to have more designated starters, not to be redundant, but some of the, you know, the injuries happen, now you're kind of back into it. But we've still tried to have regular starters. And sometimes you just have to kind of acquiesce to the tides of the game and just say, we're just going to go to our best available and we'll TBD it. And then we'll give ourselves some time to kind of figure out before we get back into conference play what that would be. But yes, just the kind of the Jekyll and Hyde nature of the execution, where those guys have been lights out, incredible, tremendous outings. And then we're in the second inning having to go to our bullpen and cover eight innings. So that puts you behind, and you're chasing that for the next week or 10 days. The dominoes, the ripple of that, it extends out beyond obviously that day or two. So that allows us to hopefully read the room better, maybe get some guys into those starting roles that haven't been there, that are prepared for that, can give us a better length.
Last night, Connor, you know, five scoreless, four of them are no hit.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of worked for him? Would you see really going well for him last night?
Well, he runs away from, his head runs away from the ball. And so when he really pulls off and he runs away from it, the stuff flattens out, the breaking ball is not sharp. He flutters it, he'll hit guys with a breaking ball, and it's more like a shotgun in the middle of the plate with his fastball. You saw that against Ball State, where there's not execution, the sinker doesn't sink, the changeup's not good, the breaking ball doesn't sharp. So you're giving away free bases, and then you're in the middle of the plate without elite velocity and stuff. It's going to get hit hard, especially on a south wind, which it is in Bloomington in the spring. So last night he was able to really be able to get some good work in, put him back on the midweek starting role so we can get a bullpen in, be fully worked up. They were able to keep his head and keep the release point squared away. So you see the sinker sinks, he's able to get into the lefties, which then opens up the spin. He saw a ton of success against the lefties with spin. And then even to the righties, he's able to get, you know, the sinker into righties, the changeup away, dump a breaking ball in for a strike take. Just a really four-pitch mix with the fastball to both sides. And it has to do with just his posture at release. So I think just allowing him to be on a more of a routine has helped him to be better mechanically and execute better. So he does a fine job managing the runners. He's had a ton of success. He's been a weekend starter his whole career. He's had a ton of success. You've seen the flashes this year. That's his third start, 3, 4, and 5 innings with no runs, one against Vanderbilt, Indiana State, and then obviously last night against Evansville. So it's in there. It's capable. We just have to get him in the right positions. And it was very much needed after the week that we've had to have somebody go to that kind of length and did a great job.
Kraus continues to develop. You mentioned that it's likely that Hogan's going to be back this weekend. So how does Kraus fit into the picture going forward?
Hogan should be back this weekend. Our trainer confirmed it today, so it should be back, barring any last-minute change. So what we'll probably do is kind of do a rotation with the DH, you know, between Hogan, Koski. Some of those guys have been a little bit banged up, kind of worked their way through that rotation. And then kind of watch how the game unfolds. But yeah, I would say Kraus has clearly earned to be an everyday guy over the last week. And then what would be nice is if you can give the other guys a breather as they've kind of dealt with some of their injuries. And then you've got your T.O. and some of those guys, especially T.O., as a pinch hit option. So now you're really kind of, you feel like you're fully stacked is with your lineup. You've got your lineup and then your DH and then a real pinch hitter off the bench, you feel pretty good about where you're going.
So will Denny strictly be either DH or outfield? Is he going to be up for catching anytime soon? How's that going to work out?
That's a great question. I don't know. I would say probably this weekend I would stay with DH or outfield. Mm-hmm. And kind of stay away from the catching until he gets a chance to work back into just the velocity of it, make sure he feels okay, and then maybe kind of see from there. But I would say probably for this weekend would be DH and outfield, maybe catching on Sunday. That would probably be the earliest that he would.
Okay.
Is there anything standing out to you when looking at just the way that Abilene Christian plays?
Yeah, we played them last year. They were really fundamental, really well coached. They hit for some power. They've got, you know, two or three guys in there. 10, 15, 17 home runs, give her some power. I really liked their arms when we played them. Some really smooth operations, good velocity, good stuff, good command. So we were fortunate to get out of there with the wins that we did. So it just kind of that, like they've got their starting pitchers are on a regular routine. They're good. They've done a really good job of managing games. Their numbers are all excellent. Offensively, they're going to do damage if you give them opportunities. And so it'll be a really competitive series in totality, but it'll be a nice weekend, hopefully for us to get some guys moved around on the weekend rotation, match up a little bit, and then get Hogan back into it. Go play a good team while we're doing that, so it should be a lot of fun.
The Abilene Christian Series starts Friday at 6 p.m. See you at the BART.